Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 11th in the series of Life Notes titled A Contemplative Life. This episode is Contemplative Practices, Part 1. The scripture reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. I frequently make references to contemplative practices without describing what they are. I will describe a few of the practices that are part of my daily routine. Before I do, however, I need to issue two cautions. First, while most contemplative practices are relatively simple and can be self-taught, I recommend learning them from a teacher or an experienced practitioner. There are nuances to the practices that are easily overlooked in self-teaching, resulting in an ineffective practice. Second, one of the ways contemplative practices aid in spiritual growth is by opening a channel from our subconscious levels of being into our conscious awareness. While this is subtle and slow enough for most of us to process without difficulty, for some people a flood of difficult memories and unresolved experiences may ensue. If this happens, discontinue the practice and seek professional assistance. Several years ago, I felt a deep need to experience the presence of God in my life instead of just reading another book about it. Contemplative practices are a way to integrate our bodies, our physical being, into our spiritual work. These practices are not about adding more stuff to our days or reading more books faster. They are about slowing down and going deep, entering a moment or a narrative and experiencing what it has to offer. One of my teachers suggests that if we spend 10 hours a week reading, we should spend one of those hours on a single line, paragraph, page, or thought. I utilize the two practices I describe every day. One is a form of prayer, centering prayer, and one is a method of study, Lectio Divina. Many other practices are available and useful, and I will describe a couple more next week. These include, but are not limited to, walking meditation, yoga, certain forms of exercise, meditation, sacred dance, chanting, and many variations of prayer. Centering prayer is a form of silent prayer, where we seek to quiet the internal dialogue that runs nonstop in our minds. The sole purpose is to sit in the presence of God. We are not seeking answers, enlightenment, or comfort. Again, the sole purpose is to sit in the presence of God. We do not submit our petitions to God. We simply consent to be in God's presence. Here is the process. First, select a sacred word of one or two syllables that will symbolize your consent to God's presence in action within you. I often use the term, be still. Use whatever word seems appropriate to you to symbolize your willingness to consent to God's presence. Second, sitting comfortably and with eyes closed, take a few deep breaths and silently introduce your sacred word. Third, when thoughts arise, as they will, repeat your sacred word to renew your intent to consent quietly to God's presence. Allow the thoughts to pass away as you say your sacred word. 2 20-minute sessions of centering prayer each day are recommended, although shorter periods can be helpful too. Lectio Divina is a 4-step method for studying sacred texts like the Bible. The intent is not to see how much of the text one can get through and how quickly, but to see how deeply one can enter and experience one section of the text. I often select a book of the Bible, reading it from beginning to end, one paragraph at a time, one day at a time. A single book can take months. Here is the process. First, read the selected passage slowly and aloud. This allows one's body to hear the words instead of just thinking the words. Listen for a word or phrase that speaks to you. Second, read the passage a second time and reflect on what touches you about it. Enter one or more of the characters. What are they thinking, feeling, or experiencing? Consider journaling your thoughts. Third, Read the passage a third time and respond with a prayer or expression of what you have experienced and or what it calls you to do. This step is a call to action. What action in my life is this passage calling me to? Finally, read the passage a fourth time and rest in silence. Additional information and resources for these and other practices can be found at contemplativeoutreach.com. Contemplative practices are not about getting from here to there, but are about delving more deeply into the here and now, wherever we are, whatever our situation, at this very moment. Next week, I will provide an overview for a couple of additional practices. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.